first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Listen to this piece by Lee Marshall, recorded a decade ago, about a problem that is still without resolution today.
As people have been forced from their homes and dwellings by the economic mess that we're in, I have been seeing more motorhomes and vans being used as live-ins. The owners will move them a few feet each day to comply with parking regulations, but basically they remain at the curb. Lately, I have noticed a disturbing trend. For sale signs are appearing on them as the owners slide further down the never-ending slope of despair. There is probably someone willing to buy a shelter for a few bucks, but I wonder about the fate of those selling their homes. This was probably not their original home, but it became a rock on which to weather the storm until it could get back on their feet. Now it seems unlikely. The question is, where do they go from here? The shelters are full to overflowing, the churches can't cope, they can't sleep on the street, and the Tea Party is concerned with eliminating Planned Parenthood, not with people's welfare. Seems to me that there was a similar situation in France during the late 1700s. Let them eat cake was the refrain from the rulers until it led to mass rebellion, the guillotine was rolled out, and the eventual winner was Napoleon.
Lee Marshall was an inventor of tools and a longtime Santa Cruz resident. Why not share your opinion or story? Send your 240-word piece to First Person Singular at ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.